So we're up to today, the second to last bracha of Shemayna Esrei, which is the 18th bracha, now that there are 19 in Shemayna Esrei. And the bracha is the bracha of Moedim, which is the bracha of giving thanks to Hashem for everything. The Svarim HaKadoshim say that the Hakaras HaTov that a Yid has is not just a mitzvah that we have to say thank you to Hashem, but that's actually the essence of a Yid. Yidden are called Yehudim, and the Megillah were called like Yehudim Hoysa Oira, other places that the Yidden are called Yehudim, which is from Shevet Yehuda, even though we come really from many Shvatim, not only Shevet Yehuda, but the Sfarim say, the Sfasemis and others, that really the terminology that we use, that a Yid is called the Yehudi, is because the name Yehuda came because of Hakaras HaTov. Leia said, Hapam Oides Hashem, I thank Hashem. So because of that, since the essence of a Yid is that he's Makir Tov, that he realizes all the good that Hashem gives us, and thanks Hashem for it, so therefore Yidden are called Yehudim. In English, a Jew is, the word Jew is from Judah. That's because the Yidden call ourselves Yehudim. So that's the name of Yehudi, that's the name of a Jew. So as we come and approach the bracha of Moedim, we have to realize that what we're doing now is what makes a Yid a Yid. This is what is essential for our Jewishness, the idea that we're Moedim to Hashem every day, that we thank Hashem for all the good that He does to us. And that's why the Medrash tells us in Parshas Tzav, the Medrash in Vayikra Rabba, Parsha Tes, Ois Zayin, says that La'asid Lavai, all the tefillahs are going to be batal. Kol ha'tefillahs betalim. Ha'hoidah ena betalah. The bracha of Moedim, that we're always going to say. The Medrash there is going on the Karbonis as well. It says the Karbonis, Kol ha'karbonis, won't be brought La'asid Lavai, except the Karbon Taida. Karbon Taida, which is all the Karbonis of a Yachid, the Mefarshim say, to bring a carbon on your own, but a Karbon Taida is going to always be brought to thank Hashem. And the Pshat is like we just said, since the essence of a Yid is thanking Hashem for everything that he gets from Hashem, so that can never be bottled. My father always tells over about how you have to train yourself when you're young to thank Hashem. The parents try to train the kids always to say thank you, but this is the essence of a Yid. A guy sometimes is very foreign to that concept of appreciating, of realizing all the good. And he tells over a story, I'm not sure if it happened to a Yid or a guy, or who it happened to, Bichlal, of a mother who took her kid to a fruit store. And the kid was kvetching like most kids going through the store, they want everything. And finally the guy behind the counter pulled out a banana that he had behind the counter and he gave it to the kid. And the kid took the banana. And the mother saw that the kid took it and he didn't say anything. So she says to the kid, what do you say to the man behind the counter? And like many kids, you know, he didn't say anything. So she says, what two words do you say to the man behind the counter? So he hands out the banana and he says, peel it. Those are the two words. And, you know, so thank you is not always on the on the tip of every kid's tongue. You train a kid many times over, then he realizes that everything he gets, he says thank you. But until that, you know, it's something that doesn't come naturally. But that's, again, the essence of a Yid. When we come to the bracha of Moedim, like we said, it's not like a mitzvah that we're saying now, a Haidah to Hashem, a mitzvah that we have to thank Hashem for everything. But that's what separates us from everybody else, that we realize that everything comes with the Atava of Hashem, and we thank Hashem for that. The truth is that in Brachas, Daf Lamed Daled, we quoted the Gemara. The Gemara says that a person's supposed to have Kavanah in Shemayna Esrei, but if you feel like you can't have Kavanah throughout the entire Shemayna Esrei, the Gemara says at least Yechavines Liboy Ba'achas. You should have Kavanah at least by one. And the Gemara explains that it means by Birchas Avos, which we mentioned when we started Shemayna Esrei, that the first bracha, the bracha of Avos, there for sure you should try to have Kavanah. However, the Sefer Chasidim, in Ois Kuf Nun Ches, in addition to other Rishayim as well, the Pais can bring some other Rishayim, they bring down the Gemara that a person should have Kavanah either Ba'avos or Be'birchas Haidah. Different gears, so that either Avos or Haidah, they put Haidah in the same category as Avos, and the Sefer Chasidim explains, because these are the brachas that are real Kvayt Shemayim in the Shemayna Esrei. We're not just asking for ourselves. We're praising Hashem in the bracha of Avos. We're thanking Hashem in the bracha of Moedim. So these are the Ikar Kvayt Shemayim in the Shemayna Esrei. That's why the Haidah is such an important bracha. Okay, so we start the bracha by saying, Moedim Anachnu Lach. We are Moedim to you. And right away comes a big mevucha. What does the word Moedim mean? Moedim, the conventional title, we say we thank Hashem. However, there are two translations that are proper translations for the word Moedim. We have in Lashon Kodesh, the word Haidah means thanking. It also means, to be Moedim means to admit, exactly. good Moshe. It means Moshe Elach. So it means to admit. So these two things are really very related. Because when you thank someone, what's the essence of thanking someone? You admit that you got something from him. A lot of times people try to avoid that realization that you got something from someone. Hey, he was going there anyway. He was doing this. He didn't do it for me. But when you admit that you received something, then you thank. That comes to the hakara and the haida. The truth is the terminology hakara sataiv really means recognizing the good. That's the first step. That's the admitting it. And then we come to thank Hashem. Maidim can mean haida, to thank. Maida ani lefanecha, but Pashtus is like that. We thank you for returning our neshama. But also we have in Mishnayis, Maidim chachamim l'Rav Meir. They're Maida, it doesn't mean they thank him, it means they admit. So you have Haida Spaldin and these things that Maida means both. So the question is over here, what's the pshan in the bracha? When we say Maidim anachnu l'och, are we saying that we're thanking you, Hashem? Or are we saying that we're admitting to you, Hashem? So Rav Huttner has a piece in the Pachad Yitzchak, in one of his Mamorim on Chanukah, Rav Huttner says that the taich in the bracha of Moedim means that we're admitting. He says, when we say Moedim Anachnu Lach, we're recognizing, we're admitting to you, Hashem, and he says you can learn that from the continuation of the bracha. Because the bracha says, Sho'atohu Hashem Elokeinu Felekei Aviseinu. First of all, we should get the reading correct. Sho'atah, 99.9% of Klal Yisrael says She'atah. That's the normal thing that comes out of your mouth. But the word is Sho'atah in Diktuk before an Aleph. The prefix is usually with a comment. If you say Nusach Svar, Aderes V'Hamuna, Habina V'Abracha, so it's everything has a patach, Habina V'Abracha, Hagava V'Hagdula, but before the Aleph, it's Ha'aderes V'Ha'emuna. It's always a comment. Here as well, we don't say She'ata, we say Sho'ata, you should just say the word right. And Sho'ata, Hu Hashem Elokeinu V'Lekav Yiseinu, Lo'ilam V'ed, you are Hashem forever and ever, for all of eternity. So what does that mean, Sha'ata? Sakra Futner means that you are Hashem, our Hashem, forever. So we're thanking Hashem that you are Hashem? No, Maidim Anachnu Lach, we admit to you, Hashem, that Sha'atahu Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Aviseinu. That's the first clause in Maidim. We admit to you that you are the one who is our Hashem forever and ever. The truth is, though, that the conventional pshat is that Maidim means to thank Hashem is really more of the Pashtus. It seems that way from the Rishayim. It's a big chiddush to me to say that the pshat is that we're admitting to Hashem Shata. The pasha pshat Moedim is the bracha of Haida. The truth is this lashon of Moedim Anachnu Lach we find in a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. We say it every morning in Vayivarech David from Divrei Hayamim Aleph Perach of Tes, that it says Va'ata Elokeinu Moedim Anachnu Lach u'mahalalim l'shem tzifartecha. That's where this nusach comes from in the psukim Moedim Anachnu Lach. And over there on that pasuk Rashi says Moedim Anachnu Lach al shechalak talanu mituvcha, because you gave us from your good. It would seem clear from Rashi that Rashi is learning Moedim means to thank Hashem, and we're thanking you. Rashi says what? Why are we thanking Hashem? On what are we thanking Hashem? Al shechalak talanu mituvcha. So it seems that Rashi learns in the pasuk there Moedim Anachnu Lach means we're thanking Hashem, and Sha'ata is not such a kasha because it doesn't always mean that. The shin doesn't always mean that. Sometimes Sha'ata means because you are Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Aviseinu. We are moided to you, we thank you because you are the one who is our Hashem. If you remember from the Tefillah of Geshem, we say Sho'ata Hu Hashem Elokeinu Mashiv Aruach Umayir Nagashem. We're not saying that you are Hashem, we're starting saying Sho'ata because you are Hashem, that's Mashiv Aruach, therefore we're davening to you. So Bekitzer, the Pasha Pshat over here is Moedim Anachnu Lach, we are thanking you Hashem. Why are we thanking you for everything that we're about to say? Sho'ata Hu Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Aviseinu, for you are Hashem, because you are Hashem, the Elokei, our God and the God of our fathers, lo'olam va'ed, for all of eternity. That's the introduction here to the bracha of Moedim. The nusach of Moedim, by the way, the Avodram points out that Moedim is begematria 100. The two mems are 80, and then the yud is another 10, is 90, and the vav dalet is another 10, that's 100. And the Avodram says that that's a remez, that really we're supposed to thank Hashem by making a bracha every day 100 times. This is takana from the times of David HaMelech, as we know that a person is supposed to make mea brachas b'chol yom, should try to make 100 brachas every day. And this is the remez in the word Moedim. When we're thanking Hashem, we say a word that's begematria 100 to be merami, is that inyan. And I saw something a little bit more in the Das Kainim, Mibalei HaTosfos, in the Pirush on Chumash, in Parshas Ekev, on the pasuk that we learn out from to make 100 brachas a day, it says Va'ata Yisrael Ma Hashem Elokecha Shel Me'imach, right after Chamishi. So on that pasuk, the Das Kenim Bali HaToysa says that that's why we say the lashon of Moedim in Shmoyne Esrei, because it's begematria 100. He says, "Shekol ha'omer moedim kohagen." Whoever says the bracha of moedim properly, ki'ilu ki'ei mei'a brachas. Says if he is mekayim mei'a brachas. The Avodram just says it's like a remez, like a gematria, that it's a meramis that we're supposed to make 100 brachas. So Daskenim of the Bali HaToysa say that when you say moedim, if you say it properly, it's as if you're making 100 brachas. Because the word of Maidim is a gematria 100, which is important for us sometimes. Some days it's harder to get to the calculation of 100 brachas. A person is supposed to try to add and to make sure he gets to 100 brachas. But when we start the day, when we say Maidim, we should have in mind to say Maidim kahoygen, to say it properly, to thank Hashem for everything, every small thing, every big thing. And thereby being yoitz, this inyan, it's ki'ilu the ki'em, the mea brachas, even if we don't end up doing it papayel, but if we have it in the moedim, so the Das Kenim tells us that it's ki'ilu ki'em mea brachas. Okay, just la halacha, as we started with moedim, when you say the bracha of moedim, you're supposed to bow down. It says tchila v'saif. Tchila means when we say moedim anachnu lach, saif means at the end of the bracha, when we say baruch ata Hashem, atayif shemcha l'chana l'hoides, but as the Mishnah Berurah brings from other paiskim, moedim anachnu lach, you're supposed to bow down, but when you say the shem Hashem, you're always supposed to be standing. Because it says Hashem zaykev kafufim, by Hashem, when we say baruch ata Hashem, by Hashem, you're always standing straight. So by moedim anachnu lach, you're supposed to have your head bowed down until you say sha'atahu. After the word who, that's when you're supposed to lift up your head, and then you say the words Hashem, and continue on in the bracha of moedim. That's the halacha of the bowing down moedim. So now we say that Hashem is tzur chayenu, magen yishenu, atahu l'dar v'dar. So atahu l'dar v'dar means you are, l'dar v'dar, from generation to generation, you are two things. You are tzur chayenu, magen yishenu. What is tzur chayenu, magen yishenu? So tzur chayenu means the rock of our lives. Magen Yishenu, Magen is the shield, the protector of Yishenu, of our salvation. So these two things, what it basically means, Bekitzer, is that Hashem is the one who gives us strength. Hashem gives us strength. He is the Tzur Chayenu, He is the Magen Yishenu. It could be, though, the two aspects here, Tzur Chayenu, the rock of our lives, that He gives us strength. It could be that that's the idea to overcome our internal struggles, our internal battles. Tzur Chayenu, Hashem gives us koyach to go on in any situation. But in addition to that, Magen Yishenu, Hashem is a protector. To me, that sounds more like a protector from external dangers, from enemies and people who are trying to bother us. So that could be the two aspects here. I didn't see it in the Mefarshim, but that could be the idea. Tzur Chayenu, Magen Yishenu. Hashem is the rock of our lives, gives us koyach to deal with our internal struggles. Magen Yishenu, He protects us and saves us from outside dangers. Atahu l'dar v'dar. You are the one who does this l'dar v'dar from generation to generation. Noide l'cha unesaper ti l'secha. That means we will thank you, Hashem. Unesaper ti l'secha, will say over your praise. Al chayenu hamisurim biyadecha. Because of our lives, we're going to thank you for our lives that are given over into your hands. As we say in Chazal, Hakol bidei shamayim, everything is in the hands of Hashem. So that's what we mean, Achayenu hamesurim biyadecha, everything is given, our whole lives are given to the hands of Hashem. Fa'al nishmoisenu hapkudo islach, and for our neshamas which are entrusted to you. And the Mefarshim say, the Avodram says, this is referring to the nights, that at night our neshama goes up to Shemayim and Hashem gives it back to us. So we thank Hashem for giving us life and taking care of our life, and for returning to us our neshama that we give Him as a pikadain every night. As we say in the beginning of the morning, Shechazarta bi nishmasi, right? You returned our neshama, which was a pikadain. In Adayin Olam we say, B'yaday afkid ruchi, I'm giving a pikadain, Be'eis ishan, when I go to sleep. And then when I wake up, Hashem gives it back to us. Okay. Now we say, Va'al nisecha shabuchal yayim imanu, for the miracles that you do with us every day, Va'al nifla'i secha v'toyve secha, and for the wonders and the good things that you do, shabuchal eis, that you do for us at all times, erev v'voyke v'tzarayim, in the evening, in the morning, and noon. So these are two aspects, nisecha shabuchal yayim imanu, the miracles that you do for all of us, for Klal Yisrael every day, and also nifla'i secha, the wonders v'toyve secha. The Mefarshim say that this is really two aspects. The nisim is the anhaga of nes, of miracles, that Hashem does for us every single day, even if a person doesn't experience a neis nigla every day, but Klal Yisrael is experiencing nisim every single day. For al nifloisecha, and on the wonders of teva, even the teva, the normal things that we do, that we're able to breathe and walk and see, that's also wonders. We also have to realize that that itself is really a neis that's hidden. It's a neis nister. That's what we call teva, as the Ramban teaches us at the end of Parshas Boy, that really there is no such thing as Teva. Ein lo adam chelek b'tayras Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ramban says, unless he realizes and understands that everything that happens to us, shakulam nisim, everything is really a miracle. Ein bohem teva u'menhage shalolam, there is no such thing as teva, as nature. Nature means nisim that Hashem conceals and makes it the same way every day. But everything, the nisecha shabuchal yoyim, the outside nisim and the niflai secha, the wonders within the human body and within the things that go about every single day that Hashem does for us at all times, erev avoyke v'tzarayim, that's all included in the Karas HaTov that we have. Now here is a nusach that I have found shver for many, many years, and recently I saw a pshat on it. I'll share it with you, but I'm open to hear other pshatim. We say like this: HaTov, Hashem is the good one. Kiloy chalu rachamecha. What's kiloy chalu rachamecha? Because your rachamim, your compassion has never ended. V'hamirachim, you are someone who's a mirachim, a compassionate one. Kiloy samu chasadecha, because your kindness has never ended. Me'olam kivinu lach, we have always put our hope in you. Me'olam kivinu lach. So what does it mean? Hatoiv, you are the good one. Kiloy chalu rachamecha. V'hamirachim kiloy samu chasadecha. It sounds a little incongruent. What are we saying here? I would say hamirachim, you are a merciful one, a compassionate one. Kiloy samu kiloy chalu rachamecha. You're the compassionate one because your compassion has never ended. You are good because your kindness never ended. We say l'chayra something a little bit the opposite. Hatoiv, you are the good one, the kind one. Kiloy cholu rachamecha, because your rachamim has never ended. V'hamarachim, you're the compassionate one. Kiloy samu chasadecha, because your kindness has never ended. So what's the pshat? So I saw recently, in the name of Rav Itzel Petterberger, who's Rav Yitzchak Blazer, Rav Itzel Petterberger, that he says a pshat over here, and he says an interesting idea, that really there could be two types of people. Sometimes there's a person who has a lot of compassion. He's a merachim, but he doesn't have power to do anything about it. He has compassion, he has mercy on people, but he's not empowered to be able to take care of it, to help the people who he wants to help. Then you have, on the other hand, sometimes someone with a lot of power, a lot of money, he's able to do a lot of things, but he's not the compassionate one. He doesn't care so much about it. So neither of these people are able to get the job done. But by Hashem, it's both things. Hashem is not only merachim, he feels that compassion that he wants to do something, he wants to give. He's also the one who is the Baal Chesed Bepoyel, he's someone who's able to carry that out. Like we say in benching, Kiyam liyadcha hamaleya hava hapsucha, right? Hashem is maleya, Hashem's hand is full, he can do everything, and also it's psucha, it's open to give. You have a lot of people who have psucha. Some people give tzedakah every day, they give a quarter, because that's what they can afford. Some people are maleya, they're billionaires, but they're not giving tzedakah every day. But Hashem's hand is maleya and psucha, it's full, and also open. So that maleya and psucha, he doesn't say, that's something that I once came up with in Birchas HaMazon, but that's the idea that Hashem is both, is maleya and psucha. So the Rav Itzel Petterberger wants to say that's what we're trying to say over here, and just to we're trying to say this, and the way it makes sense is by adding one chap, which is that the word ki doesn't always mean because. If we say Hashem is good because his rachamim never ends, or Hashem is merachim because his chesed never ends, that wouldn't make sense. But ki sometimes means that. These keys can have a lot of different meanings, but we say in the pasuk l'mashal and pashas kisisa vayar ha'am, the people saw kivoyshe ish Moshe laredes minahar, that Moshe delayed to come down from the mountain. It doesn't mean they saw because Moshe delayed. Vayar ha'am kivoyshe ish Moshe, you have kahena rabbis, many psukim like that. Ki means that they saw that. So what it means is like this: we're trying to say that Hashem has both these aspects. Hatoiv, Hashem gives us good. Kiloy samu, Hashem is the good one. Kiloy schalu rachamecha, Hashem is the good one that never stops having compassion. Not just that he's good, he does bepoil, he actually does good things to us. At the same time, kiloy cholu rachamecha, he's the good person that also is lecholu rachamecha, his mercy never stops. Hamerachim, Hashem is the great compassionate one, kiloy samu chasadecha, that his chesed never stops in bepoil. He's always able to do it. We're trying to show those two aspects. Hatoiv, that Hashem does good l'maisa, at the same time, Hashem is the one who feels the ultimate compassion. Hamarachim, Hashem is compassionate, that at the same time is always giving the good bepoil. That's how he explains here the Lashon. The truth is, in the Psukim in Ashrei, there is a we find such a nusach, the pasuk of Tes is Toiv Hashem lakol v'rachamov alkol ma'asav. So we do say Hashem is good, Toiv, and Rachamov. That's HaToiv, kilocholu rachamecha. The pasuk of Ches is what? Chanun v'rachum Hashem, erech apayim u'gdol chosid. So we mentioned that Hashem is rachum, and we say Gedol Chassid, that Hashem has Chassid, that's Hamarachim Ki Loisamu Chassadacha. So you do find that connection of Toiv and Rachmim and Merachim and Chassid. Could be the Nusach here is based on Ashrei, that Rabbi Tzvi Petterberger doesn't say, but it could be it's based on that. But the Pshat in that Alein is could be based on what Rabbi Tzvi Petterberger is saying, that we're trying to show that Hashem has both aspects together, the fact that He gives, He has the power to give B'Poyel, that is the Toiv, that is the Chesed, and also that He has the deep desire to help us, that is the Kila Chol Rachamecha, and the title of Merachi. Okay, so that's the end of this Nusach, but it's not the end of the Bracha. The Bracha continues, Va'al Kulam, it's just separated because Al Anisim sometimes goes in between. So we say Va'al Kulam, and on all these things, what are all these things? All these things that we mentioned, that the fact that Hashem gives us life and returns to us our neshama every morning, the miracles and the teva that He does for us, and the fact that He's always merachim, and the fact that He's always gives us chesed. All those things, because of all those things, Yisbarach v'Yisraimam Shimcha Malkeinu Tamid La'olam Va'et. Yisbarach v'Yisraimam Shimcha, your name, our King, should always be Yisbarach and Yisraimam, blessed and exalted, which means that Mefarshim say that it means that people should realize that everything comes from You. You are the source of all bracha, the source of all blessing. Tamid La'olam Va'et, Tamid continuously, without a break, without a hefsek, La'olam Va'et, forever and ever. We'll always thank Hashem, we'll always realize that Hashem is the one who's giving us all the good, and this feeling of Hakaras HaTayiv will never stop. Then we end off, V'chol ha'chayim yaydu chasela. All living things, yaydu chasela, will be mided to You, will thank You forever. And this is already interesting. What does it mean, all living things will thank Hashem forever? Not all living things. The animals are not able to talk. Only human beings are able to talk. And not only that, even human beings that are able to talk. We said a Yehudi is one who focuses on the Haidah, realizes that everything comes from Hashem and thanks Him forever. But a guy doesn't have that midah. So the Mefarshim actually explained, V'chol ha'chayim doesn't mean all living creatures thank Hashem forever. What it means is, in the Siddur Agra, the Pirush of the Siach Yitzchak, he explains like this, that it means all of us who are alive, V'chol ha'chayim yaydu chasela, even if we don't have much more to thank Hashem about. But the fact that we are alive, that itself is enough of a reason to thank Hashem. The type of a person is, even if he's alive and well, but he focuses on things that he's missing, on things that he needs. So if a person, it takes him a long time to find a shidduch, it's not easy, it's a nisayon, we never want to be put into such a nisayon. But at least we should thank Hashem that we're alive and well. If a person is married for a number of years and he doesn't have children, so he could look at the negative. But at least we should thank Hashem that He gave us life, that we're alive and well. Sometimes a person is not even alive and well, he's just alive. He has an illness, he's suffering from Yisurim. But at least to thank Hashem for he's alive. So Chol HaChayim, anyone who's alive. Of course it's talking about the Yidden, the people who are able to thank Hashem. But it means anyone who's alive, no matter what his state in life is, Yaydu Chasela, he should thank Hashem. It's really a Gemara, the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Pei Amidbeis, brings a pasuk in Eicha that says, Mayis einein adam chai. How could a live person complain? And the Gemara says, Dayoi chayim shenasati loy. That Hashem says, it's enough that I gave him life. What, we're breathing nicely, we're able to walk around, we're able to do things, and we're bothered that Hashem should have given us more. I didn't have a good lunch today. We're bothered that the things didn't go our way. But v'chol ha'chayim yedu chasela, a person throughout life, it's such an important thing to focus on the positive, to thank Hashem, Baruch Hashem, I was able to wake up today, I was able to have life and do the things that I was able to do. That's something that's so important, and that's hinted here in the bracha, v'chol ha'chayim yedu chasela, anyone who's alive, even if that's all you have, is life itself, that already it's kedai to thank Hashem. There's also a remez over here, you may be familiar, I heard it as a young child. V'chol ha'chayim yedu chasela. The Gemara in Bracha, Staf Nun Dalet, says that there are four categories of people that are tzrichim lahaydos. These are people who bench gaimel these days, people who used to bring a carbon taida in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, someone who was sick and got better, someone who was in jail and got out of jail, and someone who crossed the ocean, and someone who crossed the midbar safely. So the remez is, v'chol ha'chayim, the four people that are chayim, yedu chasela. The way I heard the acronym is, Chaim is, Ches is a Chayla, someone who was sick, and he went out of, and he became better. The Yud is Yotza Mibes HaAsurim, he went out from jail. And the last Yud Mem is Yam and Midbar, that he crossed the ocean, crossed the Midbar. Lamai said, last night I saw in the Oitzer HaTfila Siddur, from the Eitz Yosef, he also says this, but he says it a little differently. I heard it different ways, that the Chaim, the Ches, he says is Chavush, someone who was tied up and went out of jail. And the Yud is Yisurim, someone who was sick, someone who had pain. The last two is the same, Yam and Midbar. But either you say that the Ches is Choyla and the Yud is Yatsami Beis Asurim, the way I heard it, or the Ches is Chavush, someone who was locked up in jail and got out, and the Yud is Yisurim, that he was sick. But either way, this is a remez of V'chol HaChayim, the people in the four categories of Chayim, is Yoiducha Selah. Okay. V'halalu Hashimcha Be'emes, which means that we praise Hashem, they should praise Hashem Be'emes, sincerely. A lot of times someone does something for you, and you make sure to thank him and butter him up, because you want to be sure that he'll lend you the car again, you want to be sure that he'll do something good for you again. So you thank him for that reason, thank you so much, you're such a nice guy. But when we say V'halalu Hashimcha Be'emes, we could also thank Hashem with that in mind. We better thank Hashem like this, he'll give us good in the future. No, it's not true. V'halalu Hashimcha Be'emes, we thank Hashem sincerely that Chol HaChayim, because we're able to have life and have all the nes and the teva that Hashem gives us such good every single day, Erev Avoker V'Tzarayim. So we should thank Hashem Be'emes sincerely. We thank Him for everything that He did for us throughout our lives. And we end off, Hakel Yeshua Seinu, Ve'ezra Seinu Sela. Hashem is our salvation, our Yeshua, Ve'ezra Seinu, our help. As we mentioned, the difference between Yeshua Seinu and Ezra Seinu, we mentioned by Melech Oizeru Mashiach Umagein, that Oizer means when you help someone along, someone is trying to do something, he can't do it himself, so you help him accomplish something. That's Ezra Seinu. Yeshua Seinu, the Lashon of salvation, is Mashamu, when a person is in a desperate situation, he can't do it at all, and Hashem saves him, Hashem bails him out. Hakel Yeshua Seinu, Ezra Seinu, Sel, Hashem is both aspects. He saves us when we can't do it, for Ezra Seinu, and helps us along when we try to do it. Baruch Ata Hashem, Hatoiv Shimcha, your name is Toiv, the good one, like we called him before, Hatoiv, Kilachol Rechamecha, your name is the good one. Ulucha Noel Lohaidois, to you it is fitting and proper to give thanks. The Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Tzadi Beis, tells us a very interesting phenomenon with people that what happens is, if you're eating in someone's house, say you're eating by the king and they serve you good wine, so the wine belongs to the king. He's the one who gave it to you. But who poured it for you? The Sar HaMashkim. So who do you say thank you to? The one who poured the wine. The Gemara says, Chamra Lamara. The wine belongs to the owner, to the king. Tivusa Lashakya. But the thanks goes to the Sar HaMashkim who pours it, because he's the one who put it in your cup. So you thank him. You can't forget to thank the king. He's the one who invited you to the party and gave you the wine, and he's the one who owns the wine. So the same thing, the Teva Ha'olam, you have to realize the same thing. Normally when you get something good in this world, so Hashem makes a shliach to be the one to give it to you. Of course you can't forget to thank the shliach and tell him thank you for giving something. But we can't lose focus that the chamra lamare, the wine, belongs to the owner, to the king, that really Hashem is the one who is the source of that good, and therefore we have to realize that he's the one who's fitting to thank. That's what we're saying over here, that Hashem is the good one. Ulechon el ha'idois, to you it's befitting to give the praise. I just want to end this bracha with an interesting story that I heard recently from my father. It brings out the point, the importance of Hakaras HaTov. There was a wealthy person who was visiting Eretz Yisrael, and he met with someone there who was one of the biggest askanim in Eretz Yisrael, someone in Bnei Brak. His name is Rabbi Fierer. Called him once or twice. Rabbi Fierer is someone who has a connection with all the doctors. He knows the best doctor in any situation in Eretz Yisrael. He's up on the latest, and if someone needs an emergency operation and he doesn't know which doctor is the best one, you call Rabbi Fierer, he'll tell you which one is the best one in Yerushalayim and which one's the best one you could get on this day. And he knows all the pratim, it's mamash chesed that he does to many, many people in Klal Yisrael. And there was a rich person who came and he met Rabbi Fierer in his office, and he decided to give him a lot of money because this organization costs a lot of money for the upkeep of it. And Lamaisa, when they finished their meeting and he gave him money, so they decided they're going to go to the Kaisel. It was late at night, the office was in Yerushalayim, and they decided they're going to go to the Kaisel. And they went to the Kaisel to daven Ma'ariv, and they saw, they were standing there together, and they saw davening at the Kaisel was a Yid, a middle-aged Yid. He was davening with such bechias, they never saw someone cry like that, and he was crying at the kaisel. It made such an impression on them. This guy must be in such a tsar, and they decided together, they went over, this rich man took Rabbi Fierer, he went over after the person finished davening, and he went over to the person and said, listen, whatever it is that you're crying about, you have someone here who can help you. Rabbi Fierer knows all the doctors, he has connections to all the doctors. I have a lot of money, I'm able to pay for whatever you need. Tell us what you want. If I can help you, I'll help you. If Rabbi Fierer can help you, he'll help you. And the guy says, no, Baruch Hashem, everything is okay. So he says, tell us, you don't have to be embarrassed. If it's money, if it's doctors, what do you need? So the guy says, no, I'll tell you, the reason that I'm here is because I'm coming now from my child's chasana. I have 10 children, and Baruch Hashem, tonight I was able to marry off my 10th child. was able to marry off all my children. And Pashat, I'm so overcome with emotion to thank Hashem that I'm able to marry off all 10 children that I came to the Kaisel. And this is the reason, it's a difficult story to get through. This is the reason that I come to the Kaisel in order to daven and to thank Hashem. And it's such an incredible thing, these people were shocked. Sometimes you find a sincere person who could come mamash to bechias in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. It's usually the person who is having big tzaras, person who's having problems with parnasa, problems with mishpacha. But to come to bechias, to mamash, cry his heart out, to thank Hashem for something that's good, for being able to marry off his last child, that's something that mamash only yechidim in this world come to the madrega. And it's something that we have an opportunity, erev, avoyker, v'tzarayim, three times a day. We shouldn't get too used to it, to have the feeling, to have the proper kavana, to thank Hashem that we're able to have life and have health, and all the good that he sends us. It's very easy to focus on the bad and say, I don't have this, I don't have that. But the real gavra is someone who can focus on the good and to realize, to thank Hashem for the chayim, v'chol ha-chayim yedu chasela, plus everything that he does throughout our day. We should all try to be nischazik, to have that in mind in the bracha of Maidim, for all the good that Hashem does for us day in and day out throughout our entire life.